Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Peter Hunter. Father Peter is a member of the English province who teaches philosophy at St. Michael's Seminary in Kingston. The title of his preaching today is Truth That Liberates, Politics, Gratitude, and Seeing Ourselves Anew.
Good morning. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke this Sunday. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came to meet him. They stood some way off and called to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now, as they were going away, they were cleansed. Finding himself cured, one of them turned back, praising God at the top of his voice, and threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. This man was a Samaritan. This made Jesus say, "Were not all 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they? It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner." And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." I once gave a talk on politics and truth-telling. It was very well attended, and I think because so many of us are worried about the ways in which our politicians distort the truth. We sometimes think of politicians as especially prone to lying, and certainly some of them are. But it strikes me that there is a deeper problem with the way politicians often relate to truth, and it relates to something that all of us struggle with in our own ways. Politicians lie, but even when they are telling the truth, all too often, they are using the truth for their own ends. They aren't usually interested in simply telling the truth for its own sake. They want to tell us a carefully curated story, which is at best a small part of the truth, to persuade us to support them. They want to use the stories they tell us to gain power. And so even when they are telling the truth, it isn't out of a respect for truth. When Jesus says that the truth will set you free, he's not thinking of truth like that at all. It's not that the truth is being used for some ulterior motive. It's that when we know the truth, it transforms us. The deepest truths change who we are at our core. I think something like that happens with genuine gratitude. The leper in today's gospel who returns and gives thanks sees himself in a brand new way. When we are genuinely thankful, even to other people, but even more when we are thankful to God, we see ourselves in a brand new way. For one thing, we cannot see ourselves as isolated individuals, standing on our own 2 feet. When we recognize in gratitude our dependence on others, and even more when we give thanks to God for all he does for us, we realize that we couldn't stand at all but for the love we receive. Recognizing that truth is never about some ulterior motive. Gratitude, real gratitude, is never about thinking that other people or God owe us the things we receive from them. The leper knows his healing is not something God had any obligation to provide. It's the best kind of gift, free and with no strings attached. That's why it prompts his gratitude. The others were presumably also overjoyed at being healed, but they missed a deep truth about their healing. Actually, they did not come to see a deep truth about themselves. I presume they just went on about their lives, celebrated with their friends and family, and maybe even told others the amazing story of their healing, but they didn't come to see that their whole lives, sick or healthy, happy or sad, were gifts. They missed that they owed everything they were to God, that the right response was praise. I live in Jamaica, and Jamaicans, when you ask them how they are, will often respond, "I'm blessed." I think this is a fantastic reply, because it's always true. English people like me usually say, "I'm fine," which, apart from the fact that it might well not be true, also misses this deep truth. Whether I am fine or not, my life is a gift. I am blessed. It also strikes me that there is nothing surprising about the fact that the one who is truly grateful is an outsider. It's too easy when you're one of the privileged, one of the insiders, one of the people your society or your church favor, to think that what you get is somehow owed to you. Outsiders, who come to learn by bitter experience that people aren't interested in what they need, may find themselves especially grateful, while the rest of us too easily take things for granted. Learning to speak the truth, then, is about much more than being honest. It's about seeing myself and all around me in a new way which liberates. Real gratitude teaches us a truth about ourselves which is hard to see in any other way.